Well, welcome to Spirit Life Training. Thank you for being here with me. Tonight, I want to deal with the will. We've gone over the other aspects of the soul, the intellect, reasoning, the memory, emotions. But tonight, we're going to go over the will. Now, the will is the strongest aspect of your soul. This is where all your decisions come from. Without your will, it's hard for you to be decisive. The will has final authority over what will happen in your body, in your soul, and your spirit. Now, the will is very important, so we have to learn how to train the will. The will is the gatekeeper of the spirit. In other words, if the will does not cooperate with the spirit, there are things in the supernatural that won't get to the natural. Let's say that, I'm going to say that again. If your will does not cooperate with your spirit, there are some things in the supernatural that will not manifest in the natural. That's how powerful the will is. And so the will is the thing that helps us make decisions. It is the thing that drives us to do what we do. And a lot of times our will is uncovered. What I mean by uncovered? It's uncovered and exposed to the realms of outside influences. So we have to allow our soul to train our will. This is amazing how God designed us, where either outside influences are going to affect us, or inside influences are going to affect us. And you decide on which one it will be. Sometimes situations, look, the soul, the will, rather, feeds off of your intellect and reasoning. It feeds off your memory. It feeds off your emotions. It feeds off of all those things so that you can make a decision. Jesus dying on the cross empowered us again to have control over our will. Adam and Eve lost that power when they decided to eat off the tree. Or look watch what happened. When they did not know or did not understand, there were outside influences that was ready to affect their decision-making process. So when the serpent came and lied to Eve about her not surely dying, when he came and lied to her, that affected her judgment. It affected her will. Because then now, watch how this works now. So now, he came in and gave and told her a lie. The serpent told Eve a lie. And I'm going to say Adam and Eve. Told Adam and Eve a lie. That lie began to affect their memory, because she forgot all what God had said, or she began to question what God said. It affected her emotions. The Bible says she saw the fruit it was good to look upon. Are you seeing this? So it begins to, a lie affects other aspects of your soul. So this is why we have to learn to train and to cover our will. Again, go to Romans, the 12th chapter. Very familiar scripture. Romans, the 12th chapter. We've read this over and over again, but it's good for us to read this again so you can see how important this scripture is. Romans, the 12th chapter. See, the devil just can't control our will. He has to manipulate it. This is what the world system does. The world system manipulates your will. And manipulate your will through lies, through situations that happen in other people's lives. Listen, you are an individual whatever happens to somebody else does not have to happen to you. Things that happen to other individuals happen to them because of their decisions. So now, if I make different decisions than they make, I will have different outcomes. See, this is the power of the will. So a lot of times the world system will use influence. Like, for instance, I'm not for the shot or against the shot, but they're promoting this shot, and they haven't proven one bit that it stops anything. People have taken the shot and died. People who haven't taken the shot have died. People who have not taken the shot has lived. People who have taken the shot has lived. But yet they keep pushing it and pushing it, trying to affect your what? Your will. Sometimes it's fear driven to affect your emotions. Sometimes they try to tell you some gray area truths to affect your what? Your intellect and your reasoning. Because your will pulls from your memory, pulls from your willing intellect, pulls from your emotions, to help you make decisions. Look what it says in Romans, the 12th chapter, the 2nd verse. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So the word of God covers our will. Just like God's word and his presence was covering Adam and Eve's will. As long as they spent time with God, their will was protected. How I know this, if you read Genesis, it said they hid themselves from God, and God had to go looking for them in the cool of the day. Now, you can't hide yourself from God. God is everywhere. But when you shut yourself off from the mind of God and from the presence of God, you feel like you're hiding, but God is still there. But in your mind, you're hiding. See, that soul, man, is very important. Matter of fact, the second half of this semester, we're going to delve into the soul and how it affects our relationship with God, how it affects our health, how it affects our wealth. See, Jesus died on a cross. Jesus actually did all the hard work on the cross. He did the work that we couldn't do on the cross. We couldn't redeem ourselves. We couldn't put ourselves back in a form position because we were born with a sin nature. We were born with a will that was uncovered. Jesus has never allowed his will to be uncovered. He's a part of the Godhead. He's part of the Trinity. So he's never had his will uncovered. But Satan uncovered the will of man in the garden. So what Jesus did was give us again protection over our will so that we can be empowered to make the right decisions. See, this is why, again, I know I've said this before, this is why the Bible doesn't say anything against, well, it doesn't say that it's a sin to drink. It doesn't say it's a sin to do drugs. But it tells you, it warns you against those things. Why? Because it affects your soul. When it affects your soul, it affects your judgment. See, when your judgment is affected, Satan has easier game on you. You are easy prey. When your will has been uncovered, Satan can now easily attack you. You look back on your life. Look back on decisions you've made. All of us made bad decisions. Look on the bad decisions you made. What happened? Some of us have made bad decisions when it comes to mates, and we married the wrong person, and we found out later on we married. What was that? Our soul was uncovered, and our emotions took over. Oh, so in love. I'm so in love with this person. I'm so in love with this person. But yet you could not see the red flags that the intellect was trying to show you. So your will uncovered chose their emotions to make pull from. They didn't choose, they didn't pull decisions from the intellect and the emotions, just from the emotions. And so the bad decision now, because of our uncovered will, led us down a path. You look back on your life, every decision that you've made that led you down a wrong path, it was because your will was uncovered, not covered by the word of God. Look what it says. See, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, you let the word of God, you're reading the word of God, you're surrounding your environment with the word of God. Go to Proverbs 4, I think it's Proverbs 4 and 23. Proverbs 4, 23. Proverbs 4 and 23. Watch this. I think I'm in the right place. I hope I'm in the right place. Yes, 4 and 23. It says, in Proverbs 4 and 23, it says, keep thy soul with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep your soul. In other words, guard your soul with all your efforts. So really, making decisions is not the hard part. The most difficult part, which Jesus made not difficult, he made it the way it's not difficult at all, is guarding your heart. So all I got to do is be aware of my surroundings, be aware of what I'm hearing, be aware of what I'm reading, be aware of what people are telling me, and I can guard my heart or my soul. When you guard your soul, you're guarding your spirit. When you guard your soul, you're guarding your spirit to give it free access into the natural. Remember what I said in our class earlier this year, that your soul is the eyes of your spirit into the natural. And that your spirit is the eyes of your soul into the supernatural. When the two work together, you have access to both worlds. Glory to God. So when you guard your heart with all your efforts. Now, this is where the body of Christ gets tripped up with when it comes to effort. We put forth effort when we try to make things happen. And we can't just make a lot of things happen. Most things we have to allow it to happen. Because everything that happens in the natural begins in the supernatural. That's Hebrews 11 and 3, I think it is. Things were made by things which don't that appear were made by things that don't appear. Our worlds are framed with the word of God. Our soul. So most people get that mixed up. Your efforts should be put toward guarding your soul. Because only you can guard your soul. Only you can determine your soul being guarded. God can't do it. Jesus can't do it. The Holy Spirit can't do it. They can only assist us. If God can guard my soul, then I'm a slave to him, not a son. He can turn me any way he wants to go. But God has never controlled any aspect of your life. You may have given him control, but he didn't take control. See, that's the key difference. So your efforts should not be trying to get things to manifest. Your efforts should be in guarding your soul. When you guard your soul, guard your heart, that means your will is covered. How do you guard your heart? You guard your heart by being careful about what you're listening to, what you're watching on TV, what you're reading, what you're participating in, who you let speak into your life. When you guard your soul, it says, for out of it are the issues. Watch this. Issues means borders of life. So therefore, when I guard my heart with the word of God forms a border that when my soul gets to an edge, it's like a fence. A horse with a fence in it, a wild bronco. Your mind is a wild bronco, just bucking around. But when that bronco get to a fence tall enough that it cannot jump over, it realizes I can't go to the other side. Your soul that's been guarded, that's been kept, forms a border that when your soul start venturing out to the edge, you look out and say, oh, I can't cross this fence. I can't do that. I can't do what they're doing. So when you stay inside, when your soul stays guarded, it allows you to be able to make better decisions. Now, here's the thing. Progress comes when you have a string of decisions that are leading you. Because remember now, when you make a decision, it shows up in your life. So when I begin to make decisions consistently along the lines of God with a guarded soul, progress begins to take place in my life. Satan does not have authority over your will. Jesus proved this in Matthew's the fourth chapter. Turn now. Matthew's the fourth chapter. Watch this. In Matthew's the fourth chapter, Jesus says this. I hope you're learning something. The soul is so important. The soul is important because without the soul, there's no way that you can operate effectively in the natural. Now, I want you to see something here. In Matthew 4:4, Jesus said in the fourth chapter, he said, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness, verse 1, to be tempted by the devil. Tempted. Where do you think the word tempted comes from? What do you think the word tempted does? The word tempted simply means to challenge your will. Tempted means your will is being challenged. So here it is. Watch this. Here's why Jesus had a right to die on the cross for us. Really, Jesus was dying on the cross to not only for our sins, but to give us power back over our will. Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be what? Challenged in the will by the devil. Now here's it. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards and hungered. Now Jesus was hungry on purpose. Get this now, on purpose. He fasted 40 days, 40 nights on purpose. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Here it is. The tempter. What he's called? The tempter. So the devil is called the tempter. So the devil always is challenging our will. But his challenges become ineffective. Watch, Jesus is going to show us when his challenges are ineffective. Watch, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Watch what Jesus does. Watch this. And when the tempter came, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. But Jesus answered and said, it is what? It is what? It is what? It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Jesus is using the word of God to cover his soul. The devil then taken him up into the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge. Look at the devil started quoting the Bible too. And he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt, that word is again, tempt, challenge the will of God. Thou shalt not challenge the will of the Lord thy God. Praise God. So every time Satan, watch this, every time Satan tempts you, he's trying to get you to tempt the will of God, get you to challenge the will of God. He's trying to get you to challenge God's will for your life. Oh, grab that now. This is why your will is so important. Every time the devil tries to challenge your will, he's trying to challenge the will of God. Because when he challenges you and you waver, that means you start challenging God's will for your life. Oh, my goodness. I hope you're grabbing this. See, now watch this. If you and God are one, If you and God are one, Satan know he can't challenge the will of God because he's already tried and lost miserably. Matter of fact, he got kicked out of heaven for trying to challenge the will of God. So the only other way he can challenge the will of God is through you, through challenging your will. Read that again. Let's read it again. Jesus said to him, it is written again. Now, it is written again. And thou shalt not tempt or challenge the will of the Lord thy God. And again, verse 8, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is once again written that thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and serve, and him only shall thou serve. Jesus used the word of God to cover his will. Jesus used the word of God. He guarded his heart, guarded his will with the word of God, and he created borders that he will not cross. Watch this, go to Luke. Luke the fourth chapter. Let me look here. Luke the fourth chapter. Let's see. Luke the fourth chapter. Watch this. We're going to read it differently. Same situation, written from a different point of view. That's the gospel. The gospel is written from a different point of view. So we're going to see something different that happens in Luke, the fourth chapter. Praise God. Verse 1, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Now, we see he was led into the fourth chapter of Matthew. He said he was driven. Here it said he was led. Driven and led has to do with your will. Driven and led can become the same. God may be pushing you, but when you become willing, you're now being led. It has to do with your will. If you be what? Willing and obedient, you shall what? Eat the good of the land, Isaiah 1 and 19. And was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Matthew 4 said driven. Luke 4 says led. Meaning the same thing. Meaning Jesus' will was at one with the Father. My God. Verse 2. Being 40 days tempted of the devil. So that means Matthew's account said after 40 days he was hungered and it seemed like the devil showed up then. Luke gives another situation. It says, and being 40 days tempted, he was tempted 40 days of the devil. The devil tried to challenge Jesus' will for 40 days. And in those days, he did eat nothing and was then hungered. When it were ended, he was after hunger. And the devil still tempted him because the devil had tempted him 40 days. So this day 41 must be. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, I told you your religion is going to be challenged. So this got to be day 41. Because he said the devil tempted him. Let's read it again. Being 40 days tempted of the devil. So the devil tempted him 40 days. The devil tempted his will for 40 days. Challenged his will for 40 days. So, and then he didn't eat nothing. So the whole while Jesus was getting hungrier and hungrier. So when the devil thought he had him, on day 41, the devil said, okay, I'm going to outsmart him now. He said, and the devil said to him, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones that it be made bread. Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Written. And the devil, verse 5, taking him into a high mountain, showed him unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give it. Verse 7, if thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered to him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Stay with me now. And he brought him into Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Watch this. Never forget, Apostle came up with this, the Lord showed him this years ago. Watch Jesus' response. And Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Matthew says, it is written. Luke version says, it is said. So that means the word of God had now become alive to Jesus. It was no longer what was being written. It was something somebody had spoke to him. That means he was in communication with God as his Father and the Holy Spirit as his helper. So therefore, Satan came and on day 41 was trying to tempt him with hunger. I'm going to say day 42 was trying to get him to jump off a pinnacle. On day 43 was trying to give him the whole world. And all these times Jesus said, it was written, it was written, it was written. Now, mind you now, his soul is covered. Jesus' soul is covered by the word of God. Then all of a sudden, rhema kicked in. He said, it is said. No longer written, it is said. That means his is now communication with God. What's my point? My point is when you take the word of God and cover your soul, it no longer becomes just logos. It becomes rhema. When the word of God becomes rhema, your will is immediately strengthened. It is immediately strengthened. And you're able to make decisions and do them decisively. See, the two most important words in any language is yes and no. Your yeses got to be yeses and your noes got to be noes. You can't be indecisive when it comes to your life and to following the will of God. There are certain things that I am decisive about, certain things I am not going to do. I am not going to cheat on my wife. That's decisive. I love God too much. My will is strong. And now watch this. What that means is I use my efforts to not put myself in those positions. Come on now. Come on, I choose not to be in those positions that could cause that to happen. For me, I'm decisive. I will not drink. I will not drink alcohol. Why? Because my will is guarded. I've trained myself in that area. God empowered me to do so, and I trained myself to do that. There's some things that you can be decisive about. There's some situation you come along and you haven't made a decision. That's why the Bible says in James 1:5, if any man lacks what? Wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, and will not upbraid it not, won't change. So I'm covered. There's some things I have decided, and I'm decisive on. My yeas are yeas in those areas, and my noes are noes in those areas. There's some situations I run up on, I don't know what to do. I have access because I have access to the mind of God. See, when you don't know what to do, the word of God has to shift from being logos to being rhema. When you don't know what to do, you have to take the written word of God, stay with it long enough until it becomes rhema. As a matter of fact, it shouldn't take long for the word of God to become rhema because I'm constantly with the word. Come on, guess that. I'm constantly guarding my memory, guarding my intellect, guarding my emotions, so that my will can draw from them to make the best decisions possible. Through our reading of Matthew 4 and Luke 4, I hope you understand how Jesus has the right to down across to give us the empowerment to cover our souls. And he showed us how to cover our souls. Even at his weakest moments. At his weakest moments. Satan tried to challenge his will at his weakest moment. And what held Jesus was the written word of God. That he stayed with long enough. Till it became a live word from God. Because Jesus started off in Luke 4 with "it is written," but he finished with "it is said." You want to strengthen your will. You want to be able to let your yeas be yeas and your noes be noes. Then you're going to have to let the word of God cover your soul. This is not just talking about moral sins. I'm talking about covering your soul, that I will not allow Satan to challenge my soul and indirectly challenge the will of God. I won't let Satan challenge my will, which indirectly challenges the will of God. I won't do it. The word of God is there to protect you. The word of God is there to help you. So you have to take the word of God and cover your soul. Cover your soul. Cover your soul. When you cover your soul, you're covering your will. When your will is covered, you can make decisions, even when it looks like, when it looks like to the world system is not the right decision to make. But because you know you've heard from God, because you spent time with him, you know you've heard from God, you know you've heard from him, then you know without a shadow of a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, that you're going to make the right decision. I bless you tonight. We'll continue on this intellect. I'm sorry. We'll continue on the will next week. Be blessed.